You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And you just interviewed your fourth guy, so now you can go hire Matt Ryan. It's a Dukes and Bell, man.
Not so fast.
Well, yeah, there's work to be done. But again, it was Josh Williams was the latest interviewee, the 49ers director of scouting and football. And as Day-Day pointed out in our notes earlier today, we already spoke, the Falcons, with Mike Disner from the Lions and Brant Tillis from the Panthers. And Matt Ryan's already spoken to Arthur Wehart. So maybe as early as Monday or Tuesday. What do you think? We'll get the word that Matt's the dude.
Well, look, I think the longer you wait, you're just hampering yourself. So no coaches have been hired, right? We still have all the jobs open. Get this position filled as soon as possible, which I think that's what they're trying to do. And if that's as early as next week, Monday, Tuesday, Mike, move. Then we can move towards getting this coach in here.
Right.
But again, it may be GM coach. Whatever. Don't continue to wait. Let's not wait another 2 weeks. And I know, again, the NFL is very particular with the windows and what you can do these interviews. But, yeah, I'd say get this part done, and then it opens up the door for you to move forward.
Hey, man, coming up in about 15 minutes, Trey Young and what he had to say to the city of Atlanta.
I'm not very happy with Trey.
On his way out. Thank you, Stephen. Hey, Carl's voice is a little under the weather right now. I don't know what you were doing after the boat show. By the way, you know, it took me 15 minutes to walk to Sydney, and there's a lot of boats. There's a lot of boats at the boat show.
It was literally a marathon to get to my car last night.
And by the time I got to Sydney, and I'm literally like, whew, man, I'm tuckered out. And I ran into, what's our girl? Oh, you know, Cheryl, Miss C, you know,
the bartender.
It's the bartender. I see her, and there's a bunch of Indiana fans. I was like, hey, I go, you know what? Which is what you need? I go, yeah, give me a beer.
I'm exhausted.
I walked like 3/4 of a mile, you know, and I have my computer over my shoulder. I know I got to do more cardio. So, yeah, you know, throw me a Modelo, no lime. Let me suck that down.
Here's what's crazy about my, I don't know if this happened to you, Day-Day, but I was parked in one of the decks, like for the Falcons, red deck. And you know where you have to go up to get back down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's like park, exit. And I'm like, okay, let me exit. And then I'm going up instead of down. I must have spent 5 extra minutes in the parking lot. I was like, I thought I was exiting, and nobody was in there.
It was empty.
It was empty. And yeah. I felt like an idiot. I'm like, okay, I'm going up to go back down.
You know what it's like? It's like the Penrose steps in Inception.
Yeah. It is.
That lot. Yes. I tell you what, I can't. I have gone down the wrong way a few times. Just to get out.
Yeah.
And yeah. For those who don't remember the Penrose steps, that's like that optical illusion is actually built in where you're going. Yeah. Whoa, the steps just keep going in circles. But anyway, they did that in Inception. That's right.
Yeah, I thought it was funny because Carl, when I was trying to tell him how to get where we were set up at, I was like, yeah, so I'm walking. and I'm walking. And I'm walking.
I can't even tell you how many times I've gotten over the wrong elevator after a Falcons game in the red lot. And I know my grandmother. It's the episode of Seinfeld. I thought we were on 5. You know, it's like, anyway, so just be careful out there. Right now, time for some 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Mang, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. So there's only one team, as we just mentioned to you guys, that doesn't have a GM in place that's looking for a coach. That's us, because the Dolphins found their guy. They think John Eric Sullivan. He's the Packers VP of Player Personnel. What was Dimitrov? He was college scouting, right? Was pro scouting?
With the Patriots.
With the Patriots when we got him. Either way, J-E-S is the new GM for the Dolphins. And, of course, Coach Bra got. A couple guys asked us offline today on Twitter and such, would you be interested in Mike McDaniel? I said, well, you know, if I bring in like Clint Kubiak, is he going to call the plays?
Mm.
But anyway, there's a connection there because all these guys are off of a degree of the Shanahan, 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, man, and that's fine. Look, I would like some new voices, and we're going to get that. But you're right, Mike. A lot of these guys go this route where it's player personnel. They haven't been necessarily general managers. And again, this is going to be Arthur and Greg Beatles and all these folks that are making these decisions. Matt, if he's going to be the guy. But let's get some fresh eyes. Let's get some new opinions about all the things that are going on. And I think that's what a lot of Falcon fans, it's not only leadership, which we hope to have,
right,
but it's this other thing that you go, hey, maybe the opinion of some of the things that we're doing are just not what we think they are. And that's what you're going to get with these new folks.
So now we look and we wait and see who gets the gigs because we were just talking off the air. Was it Shine with the Giants? He is so unimpressive. The moves, the Saquon Barkley, he's kind of like his tied to him like an albatross around his neck. Mara, the owner there, really is not as sharp as his dad was. And keeping that guy in place, I'm surprised they didn't move on from Shine as the GM with the Giants. Because yeah. Harbaugh, if you missed it earlier, we said Harbaugh has basically said, I want to have some say in who the GM is. A GM is, and that's apparently, well, that's only us is left because everyone else has a GM in place.
I love the idea of us getting Harbaugh. I do not love the idea, Mike, of these demands. But guess what? He's put in the work to get this. Like, he is at a place in his career, and I said this, there are a lot of guys who don't have this clout. Most of the coaches that are available do not have this kind of clout.
Right.
Stefanski's not going to be like, yo, if you don't hire me unless I'm bringing in, you know, you're bringing in this guy. Okay, we're not hiring you. Like, there are a bunch of guys who are very good coaches. If this is part of what his package is, I don't think we're going to be involved.
Right. And again, you brought up a great point. Now that, you know, again, a lot of fans love Ulbrich, and I get it because, you know, this is the best, you know, team has looked to get after the quarterback in forever. You got Ulbrich already locked in because the Falcons are not allowing teams to talk to him. So if you bring in, let's just say for argument's sake, Stefanski. I know a lot of our listeners are lukewarm on Stefanski because
I'm not.
It's Cleveland. He's got a great rep around the league. I don't know what that was with Shedeur Sanders, if he didn't want him and how it played out the way it did. That's a Cleveland problem. I don't care. But the guy can coach. He's a good offensive mind, and that's all I need. I need him to, you know, when I say fix, all right, if that's a trigger, improve Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr.'s completion percentage for his career is at 59.6%. That's not good enough. That's got to get fixed. And then the other things, which maybe you blame on Zach Robinson, Carl, for the footwork and the play action and how much he's under center versus shotgun, how will that look under a new OC? We're going to find out.
Yeah, man, the two guys you talked about, Kubiak, you've been on him a lot. I love that idea. I love the Stefanski idea, if it's not Harbaugh. And it's 1, 2, 3, and the 2 and 3 are not necessarily in any order for me. And then after that, Mike, a little bit of question marks for me. Like, the rest right. of the group that you – like, again, I don't think you're rehiring Mike McDaniel to be your head coach here, okay? The Sala thing is interesting. That could be interesting.
Now, Sala, you could imagine Ulbrich, he becomes sort of the CEO.
Yes.
Because Sala is his guy. Now, you
but
could.
But you have two really good yeah, defensive
You'd have
there.
Ulbrich and Sala, and then you could say, well, Sala's familiar with Mike McDaniel.
OC.
And then there you got your OC. So that's, I mean, by the way, guys like, Mike, you're killing Mike. Yeah, I've killed Mike McDaniel because I don't think he's, I think there's guys that are destined to be head coaches and guys that are assistants. And I think he's got a brilliant offensive mind. Some of the plays they ran against us, how about like, you know, you see the Dolphins, some of the things they've come up with, like little wrinkles and unique mm-hmm. twists. And Tua's got a noodle for an arm. That's exactly right. One thing if you get with Penix, if he can keep these knees in one piece, he's got a cannon. You got to use it.
Yeah, look, there are coaches in these labels we put on them. It's unfortunate, but there are B guys and A guys. And I see Mike McDaniel as a B guy. He's a B guy, meaning he is a really good coordinator. But when you elevate him to head coach, it's too overwhelming. And I think you saw that with Miami. I think it's a challenge that Ra's going to have in getting hired as another head coach. Could be a coordinator anywhere in the league and probably will be. But it's the challenge of, is this too overwhelming for you? The last opportunity you got. And if you got two opportunities before this one, was it overwhelming? And that's how I feel about some of these guys, Mike. It's the challenge for a guy like Todd Monken. Right. Who now comes out today and talks about he should have had a better relationship with Lamar.
Yeah, he says, I didn't coach Lamar well enough. I didn't have as good a relationship as I could have. Didn't do the things we needed to do this year to win enough games to give ourselves a chance. Also went on and said that Harbaugh, you know, never had a problem with Lamar. He's saying some of the stuff that's been reported is
not
accurate.
True.
But that part is true. It was reported that he did not have a relationship, that Harbaugh was the go-between.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate dysfunction when you got a guy who's a two-time MVP and a guy that Georgia fans and everyone thinks is such a great OC. And unfortunately for him, now if he's out there, I don't know if this hurts him in the job market, that like you basically had Lamar Jackson and you screwed it up. You know, and as some guys will say, Lamar's immaturity or lack of focus. We actually have the audio you can hear from the horse's mouth. Here's Todd Monken in a radio interview.
You know what? I didn't coach Lamar well enough. I didn't have as good a relationship as I could have. I didn't do the things that we needed this year to win enough games to give ourselves a chance. And I believe that. I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show and I'm going to fight like hell to fix it. I'm going to fight like hell for the next job I get, and I'm going to root like hell for the Ravens.
There you go. I mean, it's a shame that if you're a Ravens fan, I think just like us with any fan of any football team is probably over their OC, right? Unless you were a fan of the Patriots with Josh McDaniels or Bill Walsh with the 49ers, who's not upset, right, about what their OC is doing? But in the case of the Ravens, it's not Monken's fault that all of a sudden Derrick Henry became a fumble machine this year, right?
He did.
And that just changed the dynamic of their offense, what they were trying to do at times.
Yeah, I just, for everybody who wants to point to Lamar, though, that's a very important soundbite. Because I don't care how talented you are, if you don't have the support and a great relationship with your OC, this thing ain't going to work the way it should, man. And what that tells me, Mike, is this dude overcame, and I'm talking about Lamar, a not-so-great relationship with his OC and still won a lot. Still won MVPs. Right. Like, that is what if they were on the same page all the time and had a really good working relationship?
A year, not this season, but a year ago, unbelievable, Lamar Jackson. You're right. For guys in, again, fantasy football is over. This is just simply if you're betting on the Chargers. Omarion Hampton, status is kind of up in the air, listed as questionable, Carl, as the L.A. Chargers take on the Patriots. An ankle injury kept him out of practice yesterday. He was on the field earlier today. They've got some issues with some of their linemen, too, so just keep an eye on that. By the way, do you like the Patriots with Drake May, or do you feel that Justin Herbert's got a little more experience now?
No, look, Herbert's going to be facing this is what he's facing. If he loses this weekend, he's 0-3 in the playoffs. Guess what? We're killing him if he's here. Our quarterback's 0-3.
Well, Matt Ryan got killed. Remember, Matt Ryan was 0-3 to start his career.
Can't win in the playoffs. Don't care about all this regular season stuff. That's what Herbert is facing this weekend. And look, the Patriots, I think, are still really good. They have some question marks, but going on the road, this is going to be a challenge for the Chargers, and I still think the Patriots are going to win this game. Now, it may be a one-point game. I think it's 3.5, Mike.
Right.
It may be a lesser number than that, but I like the Patriots in this matchup.
And one more Falcon nugget. We didn't get this news, so we were off the air yesterday at the boat show, but the rookie of the month defensively in the NFL, James Pierce Jr.
Yeah!
Again, 11 tackles, 5.5 sacks.
I like this
and,
guy.
Again, 4 pass defenses. I tweeted out, I said, we have dudes. We've got dudes. And remember, guys, Jalen Walker wasn't even 100% all season. He had that sort of lingering groin, as you like to say, injury.
Yeah.
Had some like sort of pain in the butt, soft tissue things. But Dorlas coming back, the hammy, remember, it wasn't as bad as a knee as we thought it was initially. So this defensive line is stout. You've got Watts.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you're still cool with Mike Hughes, maybe you look at a corner in free agency or you go in the draft, but we got pieces, man. That's why when you come in here, you got a great run game. You got a good defense. The only thing we talked about yesterday, if you missed it, was maybe Ryan Neusel. You need to find a little more size on your center. You know, you got to be athletic because you got to pull in our offense. But that goes back to if Kubiak, a guy like that, gets hired here, that's exactly what we're trying to do with this offense.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.